nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show here on this Friday, May 2nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize. We had an open mic perhaps at the beginning when the music intro started. I was finishing up a phone call and didn't realize I had the mic open. So I apologize if you guys heard anything. But I wanted to make sure, again, that you guys are possibly considering and joining us tomorrow, Saturday, May 3rd, from noon to 4 o'clock, down in West Branch. The Ogama County Republican Party is hosting Patrick Kobach, Tim Vitter, Fondi Matravati, three extensively, absolutely experts on elections. Of course, you remember Patrick Kobach wrote the book, The 2020 Coup, What Happened and What to Do About It. Tim Vitter is a computer analyst, IT engineer. And this other gentleman, I don't know him personally. I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to contribute to the discussion. But it's going to be a great event, and I hope you guys can join us. Again, text me EI for election integrity. I'll send you the flyer. You can join us. You don't have to buy a ticket online to register in advance. Just contact Christine and put your name on the list. You can pay at the door. It's only $25. It'll include lunch and 4 hours of extensive education about elections. Everything that you want to know about elections. So this is really exciting. Vicky and I both are going to attend. We're going to be down there about 10:30 to set up. I'm bringing the sound system and microphones, and we're going to be working with the team as far as moderating the event, keeping things moving, asking questions, keeping them informed, engaged on topic. And hopefully you'll be able to ask questions as well as we go along. So greatly, greatly appreciate it if you can join us. Again, just text me at 231-360-5140. Text me EI for election integrity, and I'll send you the flyer. It has the address for the Knights of Columbus Hall there in West Branch. Right off of I-75, as you're coming from the north, you'll exit 215. If you're coming from the south, you'll exit 212. But just text me again, 231-360-5140. Text me EI, and I'll send you the flyer, and you can join us tomorrow. It's going to be a great event. We're looking forward to it. Judy in Atlanta. We're going to send it to Judy. Hopefully, she can bring some friends. Again, all you have to do is call Christine on this flyer, Judy. Give her your name, how many people are coming, and you guys can pay at the door. So greatly appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. One other thing I think you need to understand is that this information. This information is critically important for you to be able to share with your local county parties from wherever you're at. You can share it with your local township clerk. Share it with your county clerk. The information you're going to learn tomorrow, and also Pat Kobeck will have his book available, signed autographed copies. You can get his book as well. This information we need to know heading into next year, 2026 election. So text me EI like Judy just said. I'll send you the flyer, and we'll see you guys there. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on the last hour of today's show here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Well, we're still monitoring MERS News Service and Gongware and Lansing State Journal to see if there's going to be any type of reimbursement from the state of Michigan disaster relief fund. I've been noticing a couple of comments where Governor Gretchen Whitmer out at Selfridge Air Force Base, when she gave President Trump that little hug, she definitely said she wanted to talk to him about disaster relief, especially up here in northern Michigan. Are you hearing anything on your end with all of your political contacts?
I'll be making a couple more phone calls today to see if I can get some more insight on that. But I just want to encourage your listeners that themselves or friends or family or acquaintances that have experienced a loss from the ice storm here in northern Michigan, that they call their rep and senator and just say, hey, just checking in, had a loss. You know, they don't need to be mad or excited. Just literally make that check-in and do that check-in. Maybe once a week, maybe every other week. Make sure it's constant communication.
Top of mind, and if they hear, as a former state representative yourself, Tristan, if you ended up getting 12, 15, maybe 20 phone calls to your office, this got your attention. This was an issue that was top of mind for you then.
Well, what it is, I mean, and they should be receiving dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of calls on these issues, because that's how many people experience some sort of damage in their region. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds, there's thousands of people that should be communicating. So, you know, you can extrapolate that back that only, you know, a few dozen are actually going to do it. But that does represent, you know, the thousands of people.
Sure. So they know if they get 20 calls, it's really probably 2,000 that people. Yeah. Okay. I got it. So
And
only just, 20 people took the time to actually call you guys.
That's correct. And I always remind people, tell your story. You don't need to tell anybody else's story. Tell your story. Right. And that is the most powerful thing you can do when communicating with any elected official on any topic. Tell your story with detail.
Well, my story, my Cadillac parked, you know, out in the driveway. A tree branch came down, struck the vehicle in two spots. You know, luckily the paint wasn't damaged. They think they can actually just pop it out. I guess the guy, Traverse City Dent Repair, it's called Paintless Dent Repair. They don't have to paint it. He can basically just take the door panels off from the inside and kind of just push it out along with another guy on the outside with his, like a plunger, basically sucking and pulling on the dent, and it'll pop right back out. But I mean, still, we're looking at $1,000 bill, and then it's got to be buffed out, you know. But I talked to one person, and this was really interesting. Over in the kind of, I'm going to say M33, the Mayo Oscoda area, that mm-hmm. area over there. Tristan, these people went for 16 days. Not only power was out, but their cell towers were out. Mm-hmm. And they had literally no communication with the outside world in any way, shape, or form. And this elderly woman, she was at actually Vicky's heart doctor. We went for an appointment. They were sitting in the lobby talking to us, and I'm like, where are you guys from? And she says, well, my mom lives in Mayo Oscoda over that way, and she lived, thank God, downstate a little bit, and her mom was able to go and live with her daughter for those 16 days. But, I mean, we're talking like primitive times, no power, no cell phones, nothing.
Yes, yes. This was a you know, what are they calling it? A once in a 100-year storm. And because we are so dependent on technology for nearly every aspect of our life at this point, even off the grid folks are still, you know, there's still some dependency on technology today. It is very catastrophic if you're not set up to handle basically a camping atmosphere with cold temperatures for a period of weeks.
Right. Well, you know, and the other aspect of it, many people forced not having family close by, a lot of them had to go to hotels and motels.
Mm-hmm. That's expensive. And those are those bills, those receipts that I'm just imploring people to keep track of, those every expense related to the power outage. And then again, tell your story to your rep, to your senator, to your county commissioner, you know, whoever you can tell it to, tell your story.
Right.
That is the most powerful form of communication to help with this disaster relief.
Well, they realize that it's impacting you. You're one of their constituents. You know, hey, dude, this happened to me and my family. You know,
they can name names. They can name names. And that is the most powerful thing in the legislature, whether it's, you know, at congressional level, you know, the national level or at the state level, is that they can name names, pull up a picture. You know, text your rep a picture if you got their cell phone number, email it to their office to go with your story, because believe me, those reps and senators are looking at that, their staff is looking at that, and they will pull that, those pictures up in conversation.
Right. Well, I have a question for you about one of your competitors, and I know you don't like bad-mouthing companies or anything like that, but I am in love with my Detroit Tigers, okay?
Sure.
Vicky and I have loved the Tigers ever since we got married back in 1984 when they won the World Series, Lance Parrish and all those guys. Well, there is this CEO, I don't remember his name. I want to say Poe, P-O-E. I could be wrong. It's Cure, C-U-R-E Auto.
Okay.
And he's got this reoccurring commercial on Tiger Baseball almost like every inning, every other inning, where he has one of the Detroit Lions receivers talking about, you know, being drafted by the Lions, coming to Michigan. What did you know, what did you not know about car insurance before you got here? And he says, well, basically, I realized that Michigan has the highest car insurance rates in the country and also has unlimited accident coverage.
Yeah, the tech coverage. Yep.
Right. Is that still the MCCA, is that still in force? And do we still have full unlimited coverage in the event of a catastrophic car accident?
Yes, we still have that unlimited coverage. You know, we can put deductibles on that to help control costs. So, for example, you can put a zero deductible on your PIP if you're injured in an auto accident, or we can run that up to $2,500. It is a way to control premium costs with individual policies. But end of the day, you know, many companies, you know, Farm Bureau is going to be competitive. Are we the lowest cost all the time? No, we're not. But I will put my ability to write coverage for an individual up against any company as far as fitting the right policy to the right family and the right vehicles and what you're doing with those vehicles.
Well, I thought that insurance reform policy plan, the bills that you guys voted on that finally went into effect, I believe, July of 2021, I thought the unlimited catastrophic care went away. Is that an accurate statement?
It's partially. You can choose other options. So you can choose, I believe it's $250 or $500. Randy, I rarely use those. Rarely. In fact, I don't like to choose those options, even though they are an option for individuals, because the last thing you want to think about if you are catastrophically injured due to no fault of your own, no pun intended, in an automobile accident, the last thing you want to think about is, you know, there is a top dollar for my care related to this injury. And therefore, particularly with young people, I mean, particularly, it's you want to choose that unlimited option.
And that basically is the most expensive, but you're saying you can increase the deductibles on it.
Yes, correct. Yes. So, I mean, if the cost, you know, we can run that deductible at $2,500, that would be, you know, your deductible for that personal injury protection coverage. And that does lower the premium costs to an extent. Sometimes it's more than others, depending on the individual. There's so many factors with this, with vehicles, driving records, you know, what kind of vehicle, you know, where you live. There's so many factors that come into rating. I don't even begin to understand that. Best thing is, you know, come in, we'll go over your policy, we'll run some scenarios, and then, you know, I can re-quote your current business or give you a quote to stack up against your current policy with another carrier.
Got it. So you do offer others, if necessary, to be able to compete.
Yes. I mean, there's things you can do. Like, for example, let's look at collision, which would be the coverage, part of a full coverage, package, if you will, on your auto policy that's basically coverage for a collision with another vehicle or a fixed object. You can choose regular or broadened. Regular is a little less expensive. But you're going to pay the deductible no matter what. With broadened, if you're found not at fault, the deductible does not apply.
Ah, okay, very good.
And yeah. So it's personal choice, and you assess your risk and what you're willing to pay should there be a claim that needs to be filed.
Okay, very good. I just got a text message, one of our listeners downstate. And they said, do I have to come to his office? He said, come into the office and sit down, or can we do this over the phone?
Yeah, we can do it over the phone. It's, I love to sit face-to-face with folks and go over coverages and be able to highlight actual pieces of paper and do it in person. But, no, we do a lot of business virtually over the phone, through email and text message to get everything, the way that it needs to be. But there's so many little options you can do within your policies with deductibles. Some people are running zero deductible if they hit a deer or have a windshield that needs replaced, and other people will max that out and they'll run that deductible to $2,000 because they would rather keep their monthly or annual policy cost down, and they have the ability to write the check if something happens.
Right, and avoid having to put a claim on their insurance.
Correct. Yeah. So basically, you think about deductibles as self-insurance. If you're willing to self-insure and fix your own vehicle up to that, $2,500 mark, by all means, you should be running high deductibles.
Right.
If you can't do that or don't want to do that, then you want to put that deductible within the realm of what's possible for you financially.
Yep. Well, as many stone chips that I've had over the years, I always run, I think, $100 deductible on my comp because it seems like every 2 or 3 or 4 years, you're driving down the road and Elmer's goes by and they throw a stone right into your windshield and it's like, oh man, this thing's going to crack. It's right in my vision. It can't be repaired. It's like,
it's kind of because the Michigan roads are in a perpetual state of reconstruction. It's inevitable that we're going to have stone chips out there due to, construction work or chip seals or something that's happening on our roads. It's kind of unavoidable and not really anybody's fault. It just kind of is.
Well, I'm also giving a lot of reports that we didn't kill enough does, and the deer herd is like huge out there. Have you been seeing them on your side of Antrim, over here?
It's calmed down a little bit. The deer have dispersed from their winter habitat out into their normal summer fall ranges. So we're through a lot of that, but there's still deer on the side of the road everywhere I go. Just can't stress enough to be careful on those things. And one of the things they can do is go visit a local farmer and ask them if they harvest deer throughout the year on damage permits, on agricultural permits, and collect a deer from a farmer and put it in your freezer. Will help them shoot more deer, which will help, the deer herd be reduced.
Well, they can't put that much venison in their freezers. And
they need outlets for that. So that's always, they love to hear from people that, hey, if you shoot a deer, I'm happy to take it. That's music to a farmer's ear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to mention right now, if you'd like his contact information, the phone number in Bel Air, 231-533-6489. And his website is TristanCole.com. Just text me TC for Tristan Cole, and I'll send you his information. Thank you, Tristan. Appreciate the information today.
Thanks, Randy. Enjoy the spring weekend.
Yes, you too, sir. On the hour news break of hour number 3, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news.